ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 19. Is giving gifts better than receiving them in Japan?
Hello everyone and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは皆さん。こんにちはピーターさん。
こんにちはナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。In this lesson, you learn how to say to give and to receive in Japanese.
Right. The verbs あげる and もらう。
This conversation takes place at
あゆむさんの働いている会社。
The office あゆむ works at. Who is the conversation between?
あゆむさん。わたるさん。
Since they're friends, they're using informal Japanese. Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
では、聞いてください。
Please listen to the conversation.
あゆむ。そのカバン、新しい？
これ？うん。去年のクリスマスに彼にもらった。
へえ、彼氏にもらったんだ。趣味がいいね。で、あゆむは彼氏に何あげたの？
ないしょ。
いいじゃん。教えてよ。あ、ところで、彼氏と会って話した？
うん。実は、誤解だったの。私たちが見た人は真じゃなかったのよ。ま、長い話なんだけど。
そう、よかったね。
うん、来週彼の誕生日なの。何をあげよう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
歩む、そのカバン、新しい？
これ、うん。去年のクリスマスに彼にもらった。
へえ、彼氏にもらったんだ。趣味がいいね。で、あゆむは彼氏に何あげたの？
内緒。
いいじゃん。教えてよ。あ、ところで、彼氏と会って話した？
うん。実は誤解だったの。私たちが見た人は真じゃなかったのよ。ま、長い話なんだけど。
そう、よかったね。
うん、来週、彼の誕生日なの。何をあげよう。
今度は英語が入ります。
あゆむ、そのカバン、新しい？
あゆむ、is that bag new?
これ？うん。去年のクリスマスに彼にもらった。
This? Yeah, I got it from my boyfriend for Christmas last year.
へえ、彼氏にもらったんだ。趣味がいいね。
So you got it from your boyfriend. He has good taste.
で、あゆむは彼氏に何あげたの？
So, what'd you get for him?
ないしょ。
It's a secret.
いいじゃん。教えてよ。
Come on, tell me.
あ、ところで、彼氏と会って話した？
Oh, by the way, did you meet up and talk with him?
うん。実は、誤解だったの。
Yeah, it was actually all a misunderstanding.
私たちが見た人は、シンじゃなかったのよ。
The person we saw wasn't Shin.
ま、長い話なんだけど。
Well, it's a long story.
そう、よかったね。
Oh yeah? Well, that's good.
うん。来週彼の誕生日なの。
Yeah, next week is his birthday.
何をあげよう?
What should I get him?
So, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Ayumu finally found out it was all a 誤解.
そう。
Misunderstanding, and that her boyfriend hadn't been cheating on her.
そう、よかったですね。Ayumu はもう怒っていないですね。
Ayumu isn't angry anymore.
よかったですね。
Which is good. Now, speaking of boyfriend, Ayumu calls her boyfriend Kare. But Wataru referred to Ayumu's boyfriend as Kareishi. Was there a special reason behind it?
Not really. It's just that some people use the word Kare to mean boyfriend, and some use Kareishi. That's all.
So it's not related to my boyfriend or someone else's boyfriend?
Ah, 違います。No. But Kare means he or boyfriend, whereas Kareishi usually means only boyfriend. Some people use Kareishi to mean he, but it's rare, I'd say.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is?
趣味
Hobby, preference, taste.
趣味 趣味
Next.
内緒
Secret.
内緒 内緒
Next.
ところで
By the way.
ところで。ところで。
Next.
実は。
The truth is, actually.
実は。実は。
Next.
誤解。
Misunderstand. Misinterpret.
誤解。誤解。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei.The first word we'll look at is
趣味
Hobby, one's taste. So 趣味 means one's taste as well as hobby.
そうですね。If you say 趣味がいい, it means that someone has good taste.
Can we have a sample sentence?
Sure. 私の彼は趣味がいい。
My boyfriend has good taste.
The opposite phrase is 趣味が悪い。
Literally,Someone's taste is bad, but it means someone has bad taste. So, Naomi-sensei, can we say, Naomi-sensei wa 趣味が悪い Naomi-sensei has bad taste.
I knew you were going to say it. Yes, you can. できます。
You can specify what kind of taste by using the particle の. For example, 服 means clothes. So, 服の趣味がいい is?
To have good taste in clothes.
服の趣味が悪い is?
To have bad taste in clothes.
Mm.
Mm. I have to admit that. 僕は服の趣味が悪いです。I have bad taste in clothes.
Oh, you knew that. よかったです。That's good.
Now, Naomi-sensei, this makes a lot of sense because one time I heard someone say, ah, 趣味がいい。
Mm.
And I thought they meant that I had a good hobby.
Ah.
But they were actually talking about,Taste.
そうですね。Or preference.
Okay, what's next?
ところで。
By the way, this conjunction is used when the speaker wants to change the topic of the conversation.
Here's a sample sentence. ところで、今夜何食べる?
By the way, what are we eating tonight? So it allows for a topic change.
そう、そうですね。In the dialogue, we also have 実は。
Actually.
Some English speakers use this word actually pretty often, right?
Yeah, I think certain people have certain speaking habits, so this could definitely be one of them.
そうね、but here's my advice. Don't overuse 実は
actually
in Japanese, because it's really a big word. When you say 実は, it sounds like you're going to give some very important information. I personally think it's more similar to the truth is.
So I guess what you want to say is like not a big word, but a very strong phrase.
そうですね。あ、そう。Strong phrase. 強い言葉です。
Okay, let's take a look at the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is how to say to give and to receive in Japanese.
そうです。Right. However, in this audio portion, we'll only focus on the usage of the verb あげる。
Meaning to give. Okay, can we have a sample sentence?
私は母に花をあげる。
I'm going to give my mother flowers. Let's break this sentence down.
私は
I and the topic marking particle は
母
mother
に
particle that indicates direction.
So 母に means to my mother.
This is followed by
花を
花 flower or flowers and the object marking particle
をand あげる
to give. So
私は母に花をあげる
which literally means I, to my mother, flowers give. Of course it means I'll give flowers to my mother or I'll give my mother flowers.
Notice that the person who receives the item is marked by に
Okay, how do you say I'm going to give a bag to my father?
To say the sentence in Japanese, the word order should be I, to my father, a bag, to give.
Okay, so the subject plus particle.
私は
I. Next, say the person who receives the item with the particle に
父に
To my father. Next, the item you give plus the object marking particle.
バッグを
A bag. Finally, add the verb to give.
あげる
All together.
私は父にバッグをあげる。
I'll give my father a bag or I'll give a bag to my father. Okay, listen and repeat. I'm going to give my father a bag.
私は父にバッグをあげる。
Say, I'm going to give my father a bag in Japanese.
私は父にバッグをあげる。If you use あげた instead of あげる, it becomes the past tense. You can talk about what you gave someone. ところで、ピーターさん、母の日、父の日に何をあげましたか?
Ah, by the way, what did I give my parents on Mother's Day and Father's Day?
はい。
Well, 母に花をあげました。父にお礼をあげました。
お礼?
Hmm, thank you.
You just said, thank you?
Yeah.
Ah.
So, I gave my mother flowers and my father a thank you.
Ah, okay. So, あげませんでしたね。お父さんに。
まあ、まあ、うん、まあね。You could look at it that way.
Ah, okay. 皆さんはプレゼントをあげましたか?
So, listeners, have you given any presents to anyone lately? If so, please let us know in the comment section. Of course, in Japanese. Also, there's a detailed write-up about the verbs あげる, to give, もらう, to receive, and くれる, to give me. So don't forget to check the lesson notes.
じゃあまた。
あゆむ、そのカバン新しい?
これ?うん。去年のクリスマスに彼にもらった。
へえ、彼氏にもらったんだ。趣味がいいね。で、あゆむは彼氏に何あげたの?
ないしょ。
いいじゃん、教えてよ。あ、ところで、彼氏と会って話した?
うん、実は誤解だったの。私たちが見た人は真じゃなかったのよ。ま、長い話なんだけど。
そう、よかったね。
うん、来週彼の誕生日なの。何をあげよう。